It's Monday, March 1st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Pandemic numbers have been trending in the right direction, and the vaccine rollout has been ramping up. But when can we all get back to normal? The next few months will look just as they have been, but the summer could be the closest to normal that we have seen in a long time. Joe Pinsker, staff writer at The Atlantic, previews what the next few seasons might look like on our road back to pre-pandemic normalcy. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
We've been going through this pandemic for a long time now. Everybody is ready for things to get back to normal. Unfortunately, those answers are not always very clear. You know, what is normal now after this? We can point out a timeline and hope for the best that it will follow that way. But, you know, there's a lot of variables that come into play. Joe, you spoke to a few experts. You kind of sketched out a timeline, reading some of the tea leaves, seeing what life will be like over the next year or so and beyond that. And you broke things up by seasons, which I loved how you did that. So let's talk about the likely timeline for how things will return to normal. And let's start off with the next season that we're ready to go through, about March to May, spring 2021. What are we looking at?
So I think spring 2021 looks a lot like what people have been doing for the past year. Of course, people have been doing all sorts of different things. Some people have been going to work. Some people have been working from home. Some people have been dining out. Some people have been eating in every night. But whatever it is that people have been doing, I think we can expect for them to have to do more of it for the next couple months. The big question mark that will determine a lot of how cautious people will need to be in these coming months is what happens with the variants that we've heard so much about. We don't really know how much damage they'll do, but they could end up circulating quite a bit and doing a lot of damage. They could also end up not playing much of a factor. So that's kind of the thing that we're looking out for on the scale of the next couple months. But in terms of daily life looks pretty similar to what it's been.
The way you put it, I think, was really put well, cautious. We still have to be in this mode of mask wearing, social distancing, doing all the same things we've been doing. As you mentioned, it's different for a lot of people, but that's where we're at right now. And beyond that, you know, as the vaccines start to roll out more to more Americans, people see other people getting the vaccine, so that hesitancy will drop also. Summer 2021, what are we looking at?
I have to say, I've done a lot of interviews over the course of this pandemic with experts wondering what they're thinking about, and I came away from these so much more optimistic and even a bit surprised after these interviews that I did. Summer, they were saying, really should be great. They widely expect things to just look so much better in a lot of different dimensions. A lot of the things that we've not been able to do, like have friends and family over indoors or dine inside restaurants safely, all these things that a lot of people have hesitated to do should become much, much safer. And that includes the whole range of things like going into work and having people be in person at schools. Whether all of those things will phase in at once is probably not going to happen, but summer just should look a lot better in a lot of ways, in a way that for me, as somebody who's been reporting on this stuff for a year now, it just is so much more encouraging than it has been.
And you can remember what it was like last summer. People were already getting that first inkling of COVID fatigue. You know, the summer months were here. It was hot outside. It was safer to be outside. And people went out to the beaches. They went out and started doing a lot more stuff. In part, that's why we saw a couple of rises in cases and all. But yeah, I can definitely expect people to be in that mode again. Things of concern still, you know, the timing for vaccinations for kids. You know, will that be in place by that time? And you also made mention, you know, it won't be a full comeback. Maybe indoor concerts, full attendance at sporting events might not be ready just yet then.
The expectation of the people I talk to is that summer looks quite a bit more like the summer of 2019 than like the summer of 2020. It won't be entirely summer of 2019. As you said, concerts probably won't be back. Packed sports stadiums probably won't be back. Also, international travel probably won't be back. There are important limitations, but as far as how the summer should compare to what we've been through so far, it really should be a tremendous departure.
Fall of 2021 and winter 2022, you know, the beginning of the year, what are we looking at there? Because the concern also is, you know, with the colder months, we see an increase in flu cases. Obviously, other respiratory things, COVID will be among them. You know, we'll really see kind of what these variants that we've been really worried about, how much more transmissible they'll be when it gets colder again.
This is one of the things that I think people might struggle to wrap their minds around. I certainly did as I thought about it. There is a chance that we have a fantastic summer, as I've just described, and at the same time, fall and winter and the colder months end up being not so great. the experts that I spoke with generally expect there to be some sort of uptick in cases and deaths in the colder months. The big question is how much that would be. There's a chance that it really is quite small, in which case we get to start reintroducing things like concerts and other things that would represent sort of full quote unquote normalcy. There's also a chance, as you noted, that the variants end up doing something weird and unexpected. That seems like a less likely possibility, but I would say in general that even if summer is excellent, there is this sort of chance that the fall and winter are not so great and represent a backslide.
And then finally, spring, summer 2022, so really a whole other year out, will be kind of back to that quote unquote normal. You know, what is going to be normal after the pandemic? It's still yet to be seen, but that's when we'll be a lot looser with our mask wearing and our social distancing. You know, we'll be in the habit now of being with family and friends again. So that's kind of the timeline for this to really resolve itself, we hope.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is where, if we're making predictions, this is where we start to use the words maybe or probably a lot less. The spring and summer of 2022, once it starts getting warm next year, I think that's when people widely expect life to be very, very, very similar to what it used to be, just in terms of what we're able to do. Obviously, the world will be so much different in so many other ways, but it definitely looks very good at that point.
I'm so hopeful. I saw the article and I was like, oh, right away, I have to read this because this is what everybody wants to know. When is it going to go back to normal? I'm hopeful that this timeline would work, hopefully even a little quicker than that. But these are all the things we have to work towards and get those vaccines, continue the mask wearing, social distancing, so we can get to that point. It's so important right now. But Joe Pinsker, staff writer at The Atlantic, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm right there hoping with you too.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.